got a good roof over my head, good friend, all the tobacco I can chew. Why would I be wanting to go anywhere else?
Elmer stood up and walked over to the fence line to relieve himself. Just before he did, though, he jumped back in alarm.
Oh, damn!
What is it? What's wrong?
There's rattlesnake here!
Duff got up from the swing and walked to the front of the porch.
Where is it?
Right over there! If an eye had been going through the gate, I would have got bit!
I see him!
Duff pulled his pistol and aimed it.
You ain't gonna try to shoot it from way back there, are you? Some bitch! Now, I've been to war and sailed the seas and I've seen me a goat roping, but I ain't never seen shooting like that!
Elmer reached down and picked up the carcass and then, laying it on the top rung of the fence, he pulled out his knife and began skinning it.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna make us a couple of snake skin hat bands and we're gonna have us some fried rattlesnake for supper.
After supper that evening, consisting of batter-fried rattlesnake, fried potatoes and sliced onion, the two worked together to wash the dishes and clean up the kitchen. Then they went back out onto the front porch.
Oh, I never thought I'd eat rattlesnake, but that was good.
Well, you can eat pretty nigh everything if you know how to cook it.
Hey, and I'm sure you'd know how to cook it.
I ate meat Tasmanian devil once. We put into an island just off Australia. Tougher than a mule he was. Had him a strong stink, too. But after 6 weeks at sea with naught but weevily biscuits and moulder and fatback and beans, well, it weren't all that hard to get around the stink.
Elmer, 'tis thinking I am that I'll be going back to Scotland.
What?
But not to stay, mind you, but for a bit of a visit. I received a letter from Ian telling me that there are no charges against me, and there's no danger in my returning.
When would you be leaving?
I'll ride to Cheyenne tomorrow and take the train the next day. I'll leave from New York 2 weeks from today.
Oh, well, how long you be gone?
Nay, more than 2 months, I'm thinking. Then when I come back, I'll be forgetting some cattle on the place. What is it?
I didn't want to say anything, you being a boss and all, but I was beginning to wonder if I was going to have to tell you that in order to have a cattle ranch, you need to have some cattle.
Oh, I knew we need cattle. That's not the question. The question is what kind of cattle we need.
What do you mean what kind of cattle do we need? Longhorns is the easiest. Hey, bud, lots of folks are raising Herefords now. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm thinking about introducing an entirely new breed.
Really? What kind?
Black Angus. The kind that I raised back in Scotland.
Is that why you're going back to Scotland? To get some of them black, what'd you call them?
Angus. Black Angus.
Well, now that seems kind of foolish, don't it? I mean, going all the way back to Scotland to get some kind of special cow when you got Herefords right here.
That's not why I'm going back to Scotland. I'm going back in order that I might give a proper goodbye to those that I left so suddenly.
Oh, proper goodbye. Yeah, I can see that.